Another Toots update here on the election from the Rutherford County Election Commission. We're talking with Election Administrator Alan Farley. How would you say this turnout has been today here in Rutherford County?
Well, Bart, actually, normally for a one-question special election, turnout's been pretty good. It's been very busy today. SportsCom was extremely busy. So with our new voter vote center format, was a big hit. So early voting numbers are showing Reeves winning with 60.72% at 2,235 votes, and Gail Jordan had received 1,446. And, of course, that's basically 61% to 39%. And then across the district and other counties, Reeves won Bedford County with 67%, Lincoln County 72%, Marshall County 65%, and Moore County with 67%. So that's throughout the district early voting numbers as it is right now.
Alan, when you look at the election centers, has there been a lot of confusion as to whether or not these people live in the State Senate 14th District?
Yeah, anytime that you have districts, most people, they know where they vote, or they kind of know the candidates that they vote for, but they really don't know the district number. So we have a lot of people. I mean, just for instance, Haynes Drive. The right side of Haynes Drive was in the 13th District. The left side of Haynes Drive was in the 14th District, because, you know, when you have a line, there's got to be somebody on one side and somebody on the other. So that does happen a lot, but they'll get their chance to vote in a state Senate election come August.
Well, there you have it from Alan Farley. That's the results with the early voting. We're here at the Election Commission. Another Toots update from WGNS.
Toots. It's a place for family and friends. Toots. You get the feeling the fun never ends. Food so great, service so right. You're gonna be here night after night.
Toots.
Good food and fun.
Toots.
Good food and fun.
Toots.
Good food and fun.
On Broad at Loki in front of Jackson Heights.
Fun.